Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I'm just trying to get this picture posted to our Twitter feed at Country 106.7. You can check it out in a second if you have not already seen this life-size replica of Noah's Ark. And it's going to set sail this summer. It absolutely fascinates me. 410 feet long, 95 feet wide, and the kicker of it all, 75 feet tall. This is, just to put it in a bit of perspective for you, larger than a football field.
It's spectacular.
2,500 tons is what it weighs, and it will hold more than 5,000 people at one time.
Wait a second. There weren't any people on Noah's. It was just Noah and the pairs of animals.
Right, but this is
his family.
This is 2016, so we can take people now as well as animals, as long as they don't number more than 5,000 by the time we're done.
So, and where's this guy from?
Holland.
And why did he build it? He's on a mission. He's on a Christian mission of some sort, right?
That's exactly what he's on. It's going to leave its port in the Netherlands, pardon me, and sail to Brazil this summer as part of a multi-country tour where he would like to help spread the message of the Bible.
Are we going to have a flood? Is that what's happening?
Well, only
does
to see locusts something? First. I don't know.
Does he know something we don't know?
Man, well, if it starts raining a lot, it's been a very wet April so far. So maybe, who knows what's going on up there?
How did he decipher what the actual measurements would be? Like in the Bible story, is there some sort of
cubits?
What?
They mentioned cubits.
Cubits?
In the Bible, but the interpretation of what a cubit is open to interpretation.
Holly, please tell me you read that somewhere and didn't pick it up from Sunday school.
No, I can't remember where I heard it.
A cubit.
And C-U-B-I-T.
He's a carpenter just like Jesus was.
Yeah.
He must be to build that boat because it is really, and it kind of looks like what the pictures in my children's Bible looked like anyway. Kind of, you know, it looks like what the illustrations look like from Sunday school. It's quite something.
It really is. Like, looking at it is really, and I finally got that picture posted for you to Twitter. Sorry about that. Again, at Country 106.7. It's really something to behold. And as it gets set to me, because of the wood structure, I don't know. I don't know that I'd actually want to be on there and trust that this thing is going to stay afloat.
Well, what does it run on? It has to have an engine. Does it have an engine?
Sure.
Well, is it like coal powered or it's not a sailboat?
It looks very modern despite the wood. And I think so.
Inside? Do you have pictures of the inside?
No, I don't have
any
pictures.
I've only seen the outside.
Yeah, I don't have pictures of the inside.
That does not look modern. That looks biblical. Let me see.
You think
there are lifeboats on this thing?
That looks biblical. That does not look modern at all.
Pauly, of course there are lifeboats on this thing. It's mandatory now. Not in Jesus' day. You didn't need lifeboats then. He would just walk out and part the sea for you.
Excuse me. The ark was the lifeboat.
That's true.
Everybody else was going to die.
That's a good point.
The ark was, get on board or you're all going to die. That was the point, wasn't it? Jesus said, here's your lifeboat. No, he didn't.
No.
This was Old Testament. It was God said, here's your lifeboat.
He didn't need a lifeboat. He could just go out and walk on the water. It was fine.
I really hope.
Sorry, suckers.
I really hope he puts pairs of animals on there. Do you think he will? Like a pair of koala bears and a pair of giraffes.
At the very least for the maiden voyage, yes. There should be a couple of pairs of animals.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm looking for pictures of the inside still. It's pretty... I would honestly love to be on this ship.
It's
I would love to be on it.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the entire time, because I imagine that the pairs of monkeys make it stinky after a while, but I have so many questions about this guy. How much money did it cost? Does it say?
Wait.
I mean, it must have been just...
No. I don't see anything on the cost.
And how long did it take to build?
Well, the real ark took, 40 years or something, didn't it?
I think it rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
It's going to take almost $2 million just to sail on that journey that it's set to go on. $5.24 million is what it costs to build.
Holy smokes.
So $5.24 million to build, another $2 million just to set sail. It's pretty awesome.
What do you think the menu will be like? I mean, if they run out of food,
better be vegan.
Halfway on the
right.
All those koala bears better run.
Exactly.
Take cover under deck if they run out of food halfway through.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.